Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Monday morning to you. It's the last week of the month. Time is going by quickly in this new year, 2026, which Pastor prophetically declared as our year to release the old and embrace the new. That's powerful.
Think about how fast this month gone. Have you released some stuff? You know, here's a question this morning. Have you released anything yet in 2026? Because if you haven't, then you only have 11 more months. So you need to see result. Are you embracing something brand new? Are you breaking new ground? Mm-hmm. Are you breaking new ground? Something new. Are you still on the old ground? Remember, Ezekiel says, break up your old ground and sow no more there. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is 2026. Mm-hmm. Releasing the old, embracing the new. Are you do that? By breaking new ground. Mm-hmm. And quit going back to the old ground that is not producing anything. But weed, thorns. I'm going to roll this morning.
Yeah, yeah. So how many of you had New Year's resolutions, yeah, right? And are you still with them? Did you go back already?
Yeah, back to the old ground. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like New Year's resolution. Well, when the new year comes, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. That's all fine.
Yeah.
But you have to keep it.
Yeah.
So that's how you literally get rid of the old and embrace the new. So I'm just wondering how everybody's doing on their New Year's resolution. Hopefully you're still with it.
Okay, go ahead, Dad. You got it.
just like we always say, when you're doing the do's, you don't have to worry about the don'ts. So when you're doing the do's, when you're embracing the new, those don'ts will begin to fall away as you're embracing the new. Because if you have your arms out and you're embracing the new, you're not going to be able to hold all these individual things in your hands. So we have to release the old and embrace the new, have the capacity to embrace the totality of the new. And we see things, you know, that we desire, vision, purpose, where we're going. And in order to get there, there's different things that we have to release along the way. So there's particular things that we have to release. And then there's also some things that need to release us, you know, some old ways of thinking, some strongholds, maybe in our family lines and such, that have to release us. So we have to have a mindset of forward momentum, have a mindset that we know that we are more than able to overcome any adversity. Pastor always says that every man's promised land is surrounded by giants. So we have to be able to rise up like David, continually strengthen ourselves in the word and build on the experiences that we have had from God. So that's why he could go from the lion and the bear to be able to go full on with Goliath and say, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine? How are you going to challenge God? David didn't say, how are you going to challenge me? David didn't say, how are you going to challenge the armies of Israel? He said, how are you going to think that you could stand up to God? So let's believe, let's embrace that God, he has us, that he is for us, and that he is willing to do what needs to be done. But at the same time, he has an expectation that we are going to do our part. In Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, the word says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you, I will break the nations in pieces. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. So the Lord is referring to people as his battle axe. He's referring to people as his weapons of war. And we know that any type of tools, any type of weapons, if they're just sitting there by themselves, they can't do anything, right? They need a human operator. A human has to do something with them, put them to use, put them into purpose. So we are the battle axe. We are the weapons of war when it comes to the Lord. So his desire is for us to be operating in purpose.
Yes. So our purpose, as we come in out of January, should simply be, Lord, if you can use anything, use me. Mm-hmm. Lord, if you can, in 2026, use anything, use me. Mm-hmm. I'm available. I'm your battle axe. Mm-hmm. Lord, use me to be effective. I do not want to go through this year and live an ineffective life. I want my life to be effective. So yield to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when we yield to the Holy Spirit, then he can use us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let us make that decree that your life will be used by the Almighty, mm-hmm, in 2026. But go ahead, Dad.
Noah had a word spoken over his life in Genesis chapter 5, verse 29. It said, and he called his name Noah. So his father called his name Noah. And he said, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. So yes, there was a word spoken over Noah, an intention for his life. Before the Lord revealed to Noah, the Lord revealed to Noah's father. And Noah's father pronounced what the Lord said regarding his son, Noah. He said, this one right here, he will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. So there was a hold, a stronghold on the ground. It had been cursed. When was it cursed? Way back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. That was a consequence from the Lord unto Adam. It said, then to Adam, he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. So there was a sanction given to Adam. And there was a duration of time. It said all the days of your life. So it didn't say all the days of our life, 2026, us who are living now. It said all the days of Adam's life. So there was an expired sanction that was still in place in the days of Noah. And that had to be broken. How was it broken? Through Noah's giving. When Noah came out of the ark, and the Bible says that he raised an altar unto the Lord. So this is before there was the law written. This was without a prophetic instruction directly to Noah. But he had such admiration for God. He had such allegiance with God. He was so excited that he had God in his life.
Yes.
And that he was able to come through adversity. He appreciated the Lord so much that when he came out of the ark in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, the Bible says, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, on all that move on the earth, and on all of the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. So through Noah's giving, through him releasing, right? He released from the clean. He released from that which he had in the ark. Through his giving, his time of consecration unto the Lord, through his admiration, his appreciation, his alliance unto God, he gave an offering that released what was holding the earth. that was the curse that was on the ground.
Yes.
Because there was an expired sanction.
Yes.
And this is not the only time in the Bible where somebody finds the place where it was written and they realize, wait a second, we're not still supposed to be going through all this.
Right.
There was a set time of consequence from disobedience. There was a set time of sanction. But then somebody finds and they say, wait a second, this was long expired.
Yes.
But they're still going through the consequences of it because they're not in alignment yet. They haven't discovered yet. They haven't began to do yet into release yet, been released yet. Yes. In order to embrace the new.
So it's always every prophetic word of God must come to pass. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat this again. Every prophetic word of God must come to pass, must fulfill 100%. If it is the word of God, it must fulfill. So once there is a prophetic declaration of what God says, it is going to fulfill. And watch this. Then how it fulfilled, through us, because we are his battle axe. Mm-hmm. So you have to believe it.
Yeah.
And when you believe it, you do it. Mm-hmm. And you get the result of that word. Mm-hmm. It's a prophetic word is not some so-called prophet imagination, mm-hmm, or wishes. He's announcing what God says will happen. What God says will happen. On this program, we declare a prophetic word. Mm-hmm. Not my word. It's God's word. It's from Luke. Luke chapter 5 tells us that no man can put a new piece of garment on a old one. Mm-hmm. Nor no man who put new wine in old wine skin expect it to be preserved. It's going to break up. Neither, no one who drink old wine appreciate new wine. So what was that's the word. You got to release the old, embrace the new in order to get the result in 2026. Mm-hmm. So that's the prophetic word over this ministry that we do here. For the next 12 months, that's the word for the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. Make your day count. So whatever you're holding on to and you try to put something new over it, it's not going to work, according to what God's word says in Luke chapter 5.
Release the old and embrace the new. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make
a day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.